I'll work to work it up. Promise you, kid, I'll give more than I get, than I get, than I get. Just I haven't met you yet. Oh, I promise you care to give so much more than I get.
The Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with The Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to kentbusinessradio.co.uk, The Business Bunker Show, on Tuesday, May the 1st, with me, Paul Andrews, and my absolutely gorgeous co-presenter, the lovely Jules Serkin.
You can have that tenor now.
Hello, Jules, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Nice to see you dancing around the Maypole this morning.
Yeah, yeah, I was giving it some stick earlier, wasn't I? We had some tunage going on in this studio here. We've been here a while, actually. But anyway, welcome to the show, everyone. Lovely of you to join us. The sponsor of today's programme is B2BSouthEast.com. They have an exhibition going down on the 18th of May, Friday the 18th of May, at the Copthorne Hotel, Effingham Park. That's just outside Gatwick. It's a massive event, so do get along there. It's free to attend. There's free on-site car parking. There's free networking. There's free seminars. There's free everything. So do get along. And if you're exhibiting, why not drop us a tweet by following me at Vanilla Web and tweet your stand number. So if you're exhibiting at B2BSouthEast.com, give us a tweet or ring us in. We always love to hear from our listeners, so give us a call on 01797 362000.
You say that so well.
I know, it trips off the tongue, doesn't
it?
So do give us a call. We'd love to hear from you, the businesses of Kent, because this is the Business Bunker. It's the show for the SME community of Kent and increasingly the southeast of England and Los Angeles and Shanghai.
Yes, definitely Shanghai.
Yeah, we've had Shanghai, Los Angeles, France.
Home of elephants.
Exactly. Oh, don't start that again. elephants. Anyway, we've got a live Twitter feed running, and you can tweet by following me at Vanilla Web on Twitter, and we've already had at least a dozen tweets in, and we've only been on the air about 30 seconds.
Are they all from Joe Dodds?
No, there's none from Joe at the moment.
No.
So she's
shock.
Lagging.
Quelle horreur.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me do a couple of the tweets before they disappear off my screen.
Do.
I've got James Bacon.
It always makes me hungry, though.
Yeah, Paul, we've just launched a new business. It's Club Zorba. It's all one word, Club Zorba, clubzorba.com, specialising in high-profile club nights and Ibiza club passes.
Ding, 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 ding.
And you can also follow James, so that's his website, clubzorba.com, and you can follow him on Twitter, at Club Zorba.
You can follow him in a conga or on Twitter.
Yeah, absolutely. So, check that out. Could be good if you're looking for your summer clubbing and all that. Yeah,
have a look at that. I'll have to put Shay the DJ onto that.
Absolutely. We've also got, Marky Mark.
Hello.
Mark Smith of Made in Kent.
Put that tortoise down.
Yeah, would love a shout out for www.freesolarpvpanels.co.uk. I better do that again, hadn't
I? Yeah, I want free solar PV
panels. Yeah, www.freesolarpvpanels. That's all one word. .co.uk. So there you go, Mark. There's a shout out for that.
Yeah, I must tell you, while Mark's listening, I know you want to tweet, but I must just slip this in.
Yeah.
Saw a camper van the other day, Marky, and it had a solar panel on the top of it. I was most impressed.
Right. Okay.
What does Mark Smith say about that?
No, it's worse than that. Just had a message.
They can't hear us.
Yeah, the feed's gone down.
Oh, dear. Well, that could be because they've crashed the website.
It could be.
We've had that before.
Yeah.
So what do we do?
Oh, right. Oh, no, okay. It's all right, Billy. No, Billy's got a problem with my website rather than the stream.
Oh.
Yeah, he's getting...
He's moaning.
No.
Billy Dean.
No, it's absolutely true. Basically, my website...
Has run out of space.
It runs out of space when too many people log on. It will recover, folks. So, if anybody's still listening, it will right itself. So, I'll tell you what, Jules, you read an email while I tell Billy that.
So, I'll read an email and nobody can hear me.
No, No, they can hear you.
Can they?
Yeah.
Well, it's I'm a bit confused.
It's just, no, it's just some people that are last onto the site
right,
won't
they can't.
Be able to get in. So they get an error message instead. But right. The error's not a very
if
good one.
If anybody wants to volunteer to help Business Bunker build another website, yeah. even bigger,
yeah.
They can do that. Maybank Holiday Beer Festival. This is the lovely Andy Setterfield at the Hoodner's Horse, who's a great supporter of the Business Bunker, down there in Great Chart. Or across there. He's got his annual beer festival and it's on the 4th to the 7th of May. It last year it was a great success and it's, you know, another demand. They're going to be putting 5 strong ales on the bar, so that's 5 for me, and they'll all be over 5% ABV. I don't know what ABV means, but I'm sure somebody knows who's listening. And they promise, for those of you who like a session beer, we'll have one as well. What's a session beer? What's a session beer?
I've no idea, mate.
Oh.
But I'm getting loads of tweets about problems with listening into the show. We'll keep going.
Right.
Because, of course,
we're
recording it anyway, so you can listen again.
If you can hear us, will you tweet?
Yeah, no, everybody's now saying they can't get in.
Oh.
Keep going.
Okay.
A couple more emails.
We also have a special offer, says Andy Setterfield of Hoodner Source in Great Chart. For those of you coming in on the lunchtime of the Beer Fest, buy a meal from our special list and your real ale will be a £3 a pint. So that's www.hoodnesshorse.co.uk. Thanks for that, Andy, and hope to see you at the Beer Fest. Hope you have good weather. Frankie Goodman, saw him last week actually at the last 10 project lunch. And so, hi Frankie, it was nice to meet you, having tweeted you for so long. Canterbury Tweet Up Business, that's on the 2nd of May, so that's manana, at the Miller's Arms in Canterbury. You know what it's about, regular listeners, but it's tomorrow at 10 until 12 noon, and it's the Miller's Arms, which is in Mill Lane, St Radigan's area of Canterbury, Kent. So there's a car park opposite that pub. Free of charge, the event, and that's the Canterbury Business Tweet Up at the Miller's Arms tomorrow.
Keep going with those emails, Jules. I'm trying to sort things out. I've got hundreds of people saying that they can't get in, but then I've got Peter Madden from listening to you in North Wales. Fine.
Oh.
So,
oh.
There
so
you
who
go.
Can hear?
Yeah.
So what you're saying is that they're all logging on to Bunker website.
Yeah, and it's crashing.
And it's crashing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but you knew that you were getting too popular, didn't you?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so shall I ramble on then?
Yeah.
Okay, this is Digibury, Wednesday, May the 9th at the Farmhouse in Canterbury. They're going to be there at 6:30 for a 7 p.m. start. Details are on the Digibury website, which is www.digibury.co.uk. They say they're doing something a little different in the next 3 months. When they started it, they wanted to have talks and play around with things. And they said they've done lots of talking, but not much playing. So they're going to get down, mix things up and play with stuff. Well, I don't know what stuff is. For May, June and July. Watch this space for more details. So games, in other words. And suggestions for speakers, they're asking, please pass on your details to Simon at Deason's. And that's digibury.co.uk. Thank you for that, Simon.
Cool. Okay, well, we've got loads of problems out there, I'm afraid, guys. If anybody can listen in and can tweet for me, because I'm running out of space, apparently my website, Business Bunker, has crashed due to the traffic. There are other ways you can get in to listen to the show via Looker Radio, and I think it's lookerradio.co.uk. www.lookerradio.co.uk LOOKERRADIO.co.uk. If you go into Looker Radio, you can still listen to the show. Some people are still able to listen via our website, but it's actually crashed due to the amount of traffic. Really sorry about that. But keep trying it, because it does recover itself eventually. So if anybody's out there and you're trying to get in, try lookerradio.co.uk.
I've just had the lovely Craig, who's outside, who always glares through the glass behind me and watches me ramble on about steel pole that great band. And he's told me what a session beer is. So he has said, a session beer is one with a gravity of around 3.5, not too strong, so you can have a session on it. Oh, I see. So you can have one or two or three and sort of remember the night. And that's Craig Avery, who's the producer here, and he's also author and ale expert. What are you an author? What's your book called? Your play, Craig? What's your play called? He'll have to write it for me.
Oh, he can't hear you.
He's just smiling at me sweetly. So thanks for that. If you are having problems getting through, it's www.lookaradio.co.uk. Is that right?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Try that, Bunker Listeners, because I can feel the frenzy out there, can't you, Paul?
Yeah. Billy's tweeting me now saying that one of the drivers is actually corrupted, which is why it's not recovering itself.
Oh.
Real nuisance. But
you help, Billy?
Yeah, well, it's not that. I just need to get people to log on to Looka Radio. So the more people that know to go to Looka Radio...
And they probably will crash their site then.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
Yeah, get our own back.
Yeah.
And so it's lookaradio.co.uk. Try that and see if you can get in and hear us. Mm. And Craig has just trotted in with his book. He is an author. He really is an author.
He is, yeah.
So the book is called Tell Me Your Plans. It's got a rather beautiful looking blonde on the front. And it's going very, very well in the States. And it's there's a website here which is www.lulu.com. So I'm thinking that might be where you can get it from. I'm sure he'll hit me on the head if I've said that.
Yeah,
that,
it's a self-publishing website.
Yeah, and there's also a rather nice picture of Craig lounging on the back, which I think Ken Lloyd needs to work on because Craig looks very thin in it, and I think it's been sort of the opposite of stretched. But I should talk to Craig about that afterwards.
Right,
so, do you want me to carry on rambling?
Well, no, I've got a couple of things.
I can feel your frenzy over there.
Yeah, it's well, now we've got a phone in as well.
That's good. That's positive.
Let's take the call.
Don't growl too much.
Hello, you're on the Business Bunker. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Hi, who have we got there?
I know who that is.
Hello, Peter. How are you? We haven't heard from you for ages.
No, I know. I saw Alex Waterton was on today, which reminded me to phone.
He is on, yeah.
Yeah. Have I interrupted you? Because I can't get you on the radio at the moment.
No, we've had a problem with my website.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Yeah, there's some other ways that you can listen in.
Oh, okay.
With lookaradio.co.uk.
Mm.
And also www.i-mk.co.uk/listen.asx, would you believe?
Okay. How do you know that?
That's a mouthful, as they say.
Yeah. I got millions of people tweeting me saying, do you know your website's down?
Oh.
But the trouble is I can't do much about it when I'm on the radio here.
Well, you're not like Hermione Granger on Harry Potter, are you?
No, I need an invisibility cloak right now, though. Anyway, Peter, tell us about you. What are you up to?
Well, it's just a quickie, as they say, but
oh,
a marvellous event coming up featuring Ozzy Osbourne's guitar player and Deep Purple's Ian Gillan.
Wow.
You might think it's a rock concert, but of course it's a business and management and leadership seminar with a great business-to-business opportunity, and it's up at Dartford, and it's in about a month's time, and it's called Riffs and Myths of Leadership. So, a really good evening, and I just thought I'd mention it.
What date is it, Peter?
It's June the 19th at the Dartford Hilton Hotel. There is a charge for it, because Ozzy Osbourne's guitarist ain't cheap. You can shake his hand or whatever
Ooh.
Part of him you want.
What else can we shake, then?
Well, shake your stuff.
Yeah.
We will be playing one or two riffs, I think, during the evening. Well, tickets are available through me, by emailing me. Do you want the email? Or
yes,
you
know, please. No, do.
It's peter@humdyne, humdyne.co.uk. And it's being run by the Chartered Institute of Purchasing and Supply, but we're also inviting other people, other folk along, so there will be a number of purchasing people attending.
Can I repeat that, Peter?
Yes.
So it's peter@humdyne.co.uk.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, so and, we'll put that on the Bunker website when it recovers.
Super. So, great night. We've still got a few tickets left, so Hurry Hurry.
How much are tickets, Peter?
£30 plus VAT, recoverable VAT, regrettably, but you get the VAT back.
Yeah.
You get a free book, food and nosh, that's the same thing, isn't it? Food and drink.
Yeah.
Well, if you fancy actually playing Smoke on the Water with us, then you can have a go and things like that.
And is that one of your books?
Yes.
Is it your latest?
A free full-colour version of Punk Rock People Management.
Brilliant.
A no-bullshit guide to hiring, inspiring and firing your staff.
Brilliant.
Cool.
So that's it. Anyway, you all right there?
Yeah, I'm having a meltdown panic here, so you can talk to Jules, because she's nice and calm.
Yeah, well, I'm always calm. It's the only way to deal with Bunker Show, really. There's no point getting in a frenzy, Peter.
Did you go to 2020?
I didn't in the end. I really wanted to go. I had a big lunch there and everything, and I had things going wrong my end, so I couldn't get there.
Right, I bumped into Joe there.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, and did you mingle there?
I mingled, yes. I mingled with the keynote speaker who was the first one on. I thought it was a bit mixed this year, but a nice day out, really.
Did you get a whiff of elephants there?
No.
I heard that it might have smelt of elephants there.
I think it was where I was. It was very muddy.
Right, that might be the sort of...
It reminded me of when I first went to Detling, and I hated it because it was pouring with rain, and I got covered in mud, and everything smelled of cows.
that's the sort of smell. And are you doing any travelling? Because I know you were in Greece, weren't you? Because we were tweeting you when you were in Greece. Are you doing any of that?
No, the furthest I'm going at the moment is Dartford.
Oh, well, that's... very cosmopolitan of you.
Destination, isn't it? Fleet is nearby.
Peter, just quickly, I'm pleased that some people are listening. Obviously, some people can hear the show. Suzanne Woods just said, I hear you're speaking to my mate, Peter Cook.
Yes.
Good to see him this morning, says Suzanne from Medway Fiberglass.
Hey up, Suzanne.
Indeed. Yeah. I'd better let you get on then.
Yeah, Peter, thanks for calling the show. You saved our life there, mate.
Okay.
Gave us something to do while we messed about here.
Rock on.
Yeah.
Thank you, Peter, and we'll talk to you soon, huh?
Cheers.
Take care.
So that's Peter Cook, June the 19th, at Dartford. It's £30, and you will be able to meet amazing Ozzy Osbourne's guitarist there, and also his free book, which is the punk rock book, and that's peter at humdyn.co.uk. So hummed in. Sounds like a no-brainer. His Peter's stuff is always brilliant. His do's.
Right, do you know, first of all, a massive, massive big thank you to Mark Smith. He's put up a link to us.
He's so clever.
Yeah, and he's broadcast that out, so a lot of people are picking it up from his link. So, Mark, if you are listening, if you want to tweet your link again, just so that other people can pick it up, or you can get it on lookerradio.co.uk. But, brilliant, Mark, you're an absolute superstar.
He's a genius.
He's an absolute superstar.
That's Mark and Ian there.
Yeah, and I'm really sorry to everyone about our website falling over. It's one of those things, and I'll tell you all about it other time.
It's been brewing, hasn't it?
It has. Anyway, time's moving on, and we need to get our first guest on.
Yeah.
So I think it's time for some tunage.
Okay, what are you going to play?
I'm going to play a bit of Billie Jean, Michael Jackson. What do you reckon?
Billie Jean.
She was more like
Is Romney Marsh FM. Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Hello, welcome back from a bit of Billie Jean. Sorry, Billie Dean, that wasn't aimed at you at all, mate. I never thought about it.
Yeah, he used to get teased.
He tweeted me about that. Anyway, look, let's talk to our first guest. Hopefully, on the phone now, we've got the lovely Annabelle Kay.
Yes, you've got me.
Hello, Annabelle, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you very much. How are you?
I'm frantic and frazzled and all distracted. We've had loads of technical problems today. People are listening in, and there's loads of ways that people can listen in, but our main feed has gone down because with just the sheer weight of traffic. But anyway, it's absolutely lovely to have you on the show, Annabelle. You're from Ironicon, yeah?
Yes, I am.
And why don't you tell us a little bit about, first of all, about Annabelle, and then about Ironicon. And then I want to talk to you about the blog that you did for us recently.
Okay. I'm not what you think of when you think of an employment law specialist, which is what I do. I grew up in South London, spent most of my life around Kent and Surrey. I like to dance Argentine tango, and I dance Savoy swing. At Swanley, by the way.
Ooh,
so,
blimey.
Really girl. The common themes in my life are about improvisation. I like to find out how things work and then do them instantly and in creative ways. Not what you think of when you think about HR and employment law.
Absolutely, yeah. Creativity and innovation.
I've just got this picture of her in her Argentinian tango.
I know, blimey.
How wonderful.
Yeah,
isn't it fabulous you don't get pictures on the radio, otherwise you'd be disappointed in me.
It's worth getting fired to see that, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Good, sorry to interrupt, so tell us some more.
Okay, I started Ironicon 32 years ago to help businesses with the people side, the employment law side. I call it the dark side of HR. To help people have the conversations they don't want to have with the people that they really are finding very difficult. And when I started, I knew nothing about marketing. I rang around a load of businesses and said, you might need some help with employment law. And do you know what they said? Why would we?
Really?
Yeah.
that's what you call famous last words, really,
I
isn't it?
It's a bit like the guy who turned down the Beatles, really, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So I've been working in this sort of field of endeavour almost as long as it's existed in the form that it's in. And to me, it's endlessly fascinating. It's a bit long, the Argentine tango, if you've ever seen anyone dance it. People get tangled up, they change directions, things happen, and all the time you're trying to make it work, make it look good. And so much of what we do in the business sector these days seems to be bogged down in bureaucracy, bogged down in rules, and I don't know about you, I've been running my own business for a very long time. There are days when you want to bang your head against a wall and think, who invented all this?
Absolutely.
Most days.
Absolutely.
Right at this moment, as it happens.
Yeah, well, IT is a bit like employment law, except you can switch servers, where it's a bit more tricky to switch jurisdictions, isn't it?
That's very true. That is very true.
Yeah, that is bad enough. So, I've always worked with the practical side of things, and I see an awful lot of stuff in the media about the law says this, the law says that, and one of the really scary things is about 90% of that is wrong.
That's right. Worrying, isn't it?
Yeah. What actually happens is a lot of people in this country work for big organisations, or they work for local government or the civil service, and they have a contract that says you're entitled to X. And they don't understand that their boss, their organisation, has given it to them as a contractual right rather than a general legal right.
Right.
So they go round thinking everybody's got this right.
Right.
So they go out and set themselves up as consultants to small businesses, because after all, who better qualified to help a small business than someone who's never run one or worked in one? And they tell them, this is what the law says.
Right.
And so I come across small businesses who, in order to save money, have, shall we say, borrowed some other organisation's contracts, and they've contracted to give their staff all sorts of things they had no legal obligation to do, but once you've signed a contract and said, this is what we're going to do, you've got to do it.
Right.
And they go around going, employment law is terribly tricky, and it's like, yeah, well, the way you're going about it, it would be. You know, if I was to drive down the M20 and insist on driving only in the fastest, the overtaking lane, at 20 miles an hour, I might not live to get to Dover.
Oh, you've been in the car with Jules.
Yeah. But, you know, you can make
yeah,
that
I know
very
what
difficult
you mean.
For yourself.
Absolutely, of course you can, yeah.
You have to be in the right lane doing the right things for what your business is doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So that's why I ended up writing for you that blog about reference requests, because so many big businesses and local government, and I've had them, send you a 30-page form saying, is this person suitable for the job? Tell me everything about them. And in all conscience, how would you know?
All right. Cool. I want to quickly ask you as well, because it fascinated me. You kindly wrote a blog for us a little while ago on the theme of references. And I don't know if you know what my day job is when I'm not pulling out what little hair I've got left on here. I run a recruitment portal, Jobs in Kent. And therefore, it fascinates me because lots of people talk about this, and I thought your blog was brilliant. But do you want to just cover some of the things you covered in your blog about the whole deal about giving employee references?
I'm just trying to think of a succinct way to put it. Okay, there is no obligation on any employer to give employees references at all, except certain limited statutory things. I think you'll find if MI5 want to do top-level vetting.
Right.
You know, you kind of have obligations. But talking about the normal recruitment circuit, there really isn't. And small businesses often are on the receiving end of 30-page questionnaires, extensive letters, asking for what is quite often privileged and sensitive information. Businesses don't often get it, but if you store someone's sickness record or you know something about their medical records, you can't just go telling perfect strangers, so-and-so's off 3 weeks a year with a jippy tummy and we think it's this or that. That is both personal and sensitive data under the Data Protection Act.
Right.
And you can only give that out with the express consent of the individual concerned for the purpose they consented. So if, for example, you'd sent someone off for a medical because they were off sick a lot and you got this information for that, they haven't consented for you to give it to potential employers. They've consented for you to have it to figure out how to make adjustments at work.
Right.
So you can't go charging from one purpose to another. But the other thing is, it's very time-consuming doing references if you're doing them properly, and an awful lot of small businesses don't have the resource. But where it can go very wrong is if you give someone a bad reference that isn't justified.
Right.
Because they can sue you for damages, just like anyone else. If
right.
I went on air and went, so-and-so is a waste of space, and it's not true, what would you expect them to do? And a reference, okay, it's private, but you're still affecting someone's job, aren't you?
Absolutely, yeah.
And if, of course, they've taken any kind of equality-related grievance against you, and the reason why you're giving them a bad reference is you think they're a load of trouble because they tend to claim equal pay or race discrimination, where do you think that ends you up? Not funny, is it?
It's absolutely not funny. You are quite right.
Yeah. And absolutely round the other way, if you know someone, let's take an extreme example, has been stealing from you, and a potential employer comes to you and asks for a reference, and you say, honest as the day is long, and they steal from that person, and they find out you knew, they can come back to you and sue you and say, oi, what on earth is up to, you know, is up with you? So it's very, very fraught with complications. So what most businesses don't get is you don't have to give anyone a reference, but what you can't do is single people out.
Right.
So you can't go, everybody gets a reference bar Fred.
Right, okay.
So you can have a policy of doing what we call tombstone references. They worked here from that date to that date, and this was their job. And sometimes, I mean, you're a recruiter. You must know as well as I do how unreliable references alone are as a source of information.
Oh, absolutely.
About whether someone's suitable for a job.
Absolutely. In fact, I mean, they're absolutely pointless, really. I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes I'm asked for references for ex-members of staff for me, and it starts with, are they suitable to do this job? And they haven't even sent me a job description, so how would I know?
Right, absolutely, yeah.
I'm like Mystic Meg, really. I feel like putting on it, no, the stars are very favourable, you know.
I think you spotted a gap in the market there, Annabelle.
But of course, if you're running a small business, you don't have a big HR department, the person who's sitting down and filling in these forms and doing these references is very often the boss, isn't it?
Right, absolutely, yeah.
And I don't know if all small businesses run this way, but I find I do that sort of job on a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, absolutely.
They call it work-life balance.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah,
that's
and
very
it's not
true.
Funny, is it?
It is definitely not funny. You are not wrong.
Yeah. So the reason why I wrote the blog in the first place was I was coming across people who were ringing me up saying, do I really have to do all this?
Right.
Why am I filling in all this stuff for a major multinational? Why can't they figure out whether this person can do the job or not?
Right.
Which is a good question, recruiter, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Spot on. Cool. Look, Annabelle, we could talk to you for ages and ages and ages about a fascinating subject, and you've obviously hit it at a level that is really engaging with the people that need to be engaged with it, if you see what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
That's not too convoluted a word. Because I absolutely love what you were saying about small businesses and how they are and, you know, the kind of approach that they have to this kind of thing, and how some of them can dismiss it as not being relevant, and that is just so dangerous. So we could talk about this for ages. Unfortunately, we're kind of running out of time. So what would be nice is if you can give us a call for your website.
You want my website address?
Yes, please.
For small businesses, actually, I'll go for my Coffee Clatch brand, which is my real chat, have a cup of coffee, let's sort it out brand.
Right.
And it is www.
Yep.
Dot coffee with a K, that's K-O-F-F-E-E, Clatch, K-L-A-T-C-H. So that's coffeeclatch.co.uk.
Coffeeclatch.co.uk. What we will do, if I could even say it, coffeeclatch.co.uk.
It sounds like one of those little Dutch...
chocolate bars.
No, I was thinking of those Dutch cafes.
Oh, right, yeah.
You know. So are you going in another direction?
Maybe.
What we will do, we will put a link to that on the Kent Business Bunker website, if it ever recovers.
Yes, it will.
It will when I get it back up. And we will put a link on there to your website there. And give us your main website as well, Annabelle.
Okay, all these spelling. I'm not very good at branding for the radio, am I? www.irenicon, that's I-R-E-N for Nigel, I-C-O-N for Nigel.
Right.
.co.uk.
Brilliant. Irenicon.co.uk. That's absolutely brilliant. That one is actually already up on the site anyway, because I knew you were coming on as a guest today.
And where are you based, Annabelle?
We have offices in Croydon. I live in South East London, and I've just spent the last 10 days in Lincolnshire, so you tell me.
From everywhere.
Yeah.
I think
everywhere and nowhere, baby.
All on my own.
Annabelle, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker.
It's been great.
It's been an absolute pleasure. We'd love to have you back on again sometime in the studio and go into this in a lot more depth, so maybe you'd think about that.
I'd love to, and if you need to have words with me about what to do with IT people who can't do their job.
Yeah, well, we will be coming to you shortly on that. There will be sackings. Unfortunately, it's probably me.
And they won't get a reference.
Yeah.
I would love to.
Yeah.
It's been fun.
Annabelle, thank you so much for joining us. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Thanks for having me.
Cheers now. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Annabelle Kay there of irenicon.co.uk and coffeeclatch.co.uk at HR for small businesses. Brilliant. Hey, listen.
Hey.
It seems the website's still down.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were being Suzanne Wood there.
Yeah. Well, I am. I was just going to mention Suzanne, actually.
I know, because you said
I want a big shout out for all these people. Rebecca, Whiffin, Beaujolais Boy.
Oh, the Beaujolais Boys.
Alan Noak.
Yep. Man from Uncle.
Billy Dean.
Liam Gooding.
And especially Mark Smith, who have all been absolutely fantastic. They've all been tweeting away while we've been on air.
Rescuing the
show and pushing it in different places and downloading stuff and putting up links and all kinds of things. You guys are absolutely fantastic.
I
can't say any more than that. You are just all absolutely brilliant, and I love you all. Thank you very much. Thank you for your support and help. It's really good.
I think you owe them lots of ginger mouse mats, don't you now?
Yeah, and Sally Laker says, you know, my husband's very good at fixing websites. The Whipstable gig, of course. Yeah,
he is.
Of course he is.
Lovely Glenn.
And we've had a tweet from Kerry Howes. The link works! Hurrah!
Hey.
Big hello to both of you from Kerry Howes at communicationscoach.co.uk.
And while Sally Lake is there, may I put in my order, please, for my cakes on May the 5th? And the chocolates, a little reincarnation of my wedding cakes.
Well,
she'll scream
enough
now, because she's really busy, I know.
Well, funnily enough, as Sally's just tweeted...
It's made you hungry.
No. Well, it did, but that's not what I was going to say. Because Sally and Nicola Blackledge and others were involved with the charity wedding auction.
Yeah.
Do you remember a thing they started on the bunker a few weeks ago?
Yep.
Well, the auction happened last Friday, and guess what?
How much did they make?
They raised £5,623 for the Pilgrims Hospice.
Incredible.
What a fantastic result.
Well done.
Sally, Nicola, all of you, what a fantastic result. You should be extremely proud, because we're very proud of you. So, well done.
Did I tell you they mentioned us in the Whitstable Times?
Mm.
Bunker Radio was actually mentioned.
Was it?
Yeah, because you always say nobody, the journalists don't like writing about you.
Yeah,
because you've upset them all in the past, I think. But they did, yeah. I keep meaning to scan it to you, but, you know.
I know you're
not listening.
No, I am listening.
No, I can see your eyes glazing.
There's a million things going on over
Andrews.
Here. There's a million things going on over here, and it doesn't get any better, because people are confusing me now.
Oh, well, that's not really very difficult.
Well,
but one of the what have they said?
Well, let me tell you.
Come on.
Let me tell you what happened.
Out,
I was just going through a list of all the wonderful people that helped.
Yeah.
And I got
Oh, you've forgotten someone.
No, it's worse than that. Let me tell you. Yeah. I looked across at the and I thought, I know who you are, but that's not your name.
Oh.
And I said thanks to Rebecca Whiffing.
Yeah.
But
you did.
Yeah.
I heard you.
But she's reverted to her maiden name, Rebecca Oliver, right in the middle of me telling her.
Why has she reverted?
I don't know. And
maybe she's done what I was going to do with the Pilgrims Hospice charity auction.
Got divorced so she could get married again.
Yeah,
probably.
And get the cakes.
Yeah, right.
Sally for cakes.
Most people aren't that desperate for cake, Jules.
Just say something else?
Right.
Because we didn't really get a good intro, did we, today? Because you were in a fluster and...
Go on.
I want to say, if anybody mentions hosepipe ban, I'm going to
drown them. We're
going to
drown them.
Yeah. You saw my twit pic.
Yeah, I know.
16 inches of rain coming through in my bedroom.
Right.
Not good.
I'm in trouble now as well.
What have you done?
Billy Dean.
Oh, no.
Yeah, for fixing my problem for me, he's now demanding multiple gingers.
Yeah.
Billy, no problem, mate. Billy, by the way, Billy...
I might give him a custard shortage book.
By the way, Billy, there's a DM hanging around for you that I sent you a couple of days ago, inviting you somewhere along with a load of other people, so you might want to look at that. And if you do come along to it, I can bring the mouse mats in, because I will bring you some, because you're all brilliant and fantastic, and I want to thank everybody.
They are. I often think that the bunker listeners, really, they're like family, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. I mean, it's a great thing, you know. We have a fantastic following of hardcore listeners, and you know they rally round when things go wrong, which is quite often on this show.
Well,
to be honest,
I think they quite like that.
Yeah, a bit of car crash radio.
Yeah.
You know, because it is all shoestring stuff. Mm-hmm. Because you know we don't make any money out of any of this. We all, you know,
got to pickpocket all.
Yeah, exactly. We, you know, it's all funded by me to try and help it, and I ain't got any money, so I can't make anything work.
You did have
I used to once upon a time before
you gave
I started
it all
this.
Away.
Yeah, we've had a few tweets for people that are going to be at b2bsoutheast.com.
Who's going?
Skyfleet Car Leasing are on stand 7.
Is that where you got your Merc from?
That is where I got my leased car from, which I'm incredibly pleased with.
You
and
are.
I suggest you go speak to those guys, because they are brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I want
ask for Duncan.
I might want a red Corvette, but would that be sort of a guzzler?
No, you don't want to do
I've
that.
I've got to have something. Thing is, all the nice cars are uneconomical now, aren't they?
Yeah, well, that's the whole deal, isn't
it? I need just a little electric car.
Mine's not bad,
isn't
it's a pretty top-end Merc, yeah, yeah. Duncan Randall is your man at Skyfleet. Go see him if you want to visit
Duncan.
Car. Not a red Corvette, though. I mean, that would be silly, wouldn't it?
What about those Crossfire? I quite like those Crossfires, but they're guzzly, aren't they? Because they're Chrysler.
Yeah. Cool.
I'm not listening.
No, I am.
Bunker, I can see. Your eyes are going rightwards.
I got tweets. I got flashing things going, do-do-do-do-do.
I've got a competition here.
Go for it.
Right, this is from the lovely Julie Anderson. Hello, Julie. From wrapinteriors.com. So, for Bunker Listener, they have, Julie says that they've sponsored Maidstone and Mid Kent Young Musician of the Year at the Hazlitt Theatre this Wednesday. And she's written something I can't really understand, sort of 2/5 stalls, E9, 7pm. What does that mean?
Oh, that's where it is. That's the ticket numbers.
Okay, fine.
So don't worry about that.
She's given that away. It was all very technical. But Julie says, we've got 2 tickets to give away to the first Bunker Listener who tweets in or phones on 01797 36 2000.
You remembered it.
Yes, I always remember. So if you look at Julie's website, so that's www.rapforpeterinteriors.com. So that's wrapinteriors.com. Click onto their website. The first caller or tweeter to say what they do that's outstanding, according to what's written on their website, will get these free tickets, 2 tickets for the Hazlitt Young Musician of the Year, Kent Young Musician of the Year. So that's a no-brainer. I'll read it out again. It's www.rapinteriors.com, Wrap Interiors. First caller or tweeter to say what's outstanding, on according to the website, will win those tickets.
Brilliant.
Go for it, Bunker Listener.
Yeah, well, the Bunker site itself is still down as far as I can see.
I don't see why you're surprised. Because we've got so many people now.
I know, but it, you know.
I know it's sad.
It's annoying, and in the past, what's been happening is, as we peaked at a certain number of users, it would sometimes just temporarily run out of space.
But then it would recover.
But then it would recover itself. But this has been down for the entire duration of the show, and it's just not recovering itself. Billy did say that he thought we had a more major problem than normal. That so I'll have to look
into it. I think it's a humongous problem, but I think you will find a very bright boffin who will help
you. Yeah, I'm getting loads of people tweet me advice on what to do.
You deserve a boffin.
Which is brilliant, except I'm stuck behind this microphone and can't do any of them right at this moment. You know, anyway.
Can't you nip home in the tunage? Let Billy Dean in and Mark in with your latch key.
Absolutely.
Put a key under the nip home. Put a key under the mouse under the mat. Leave a ginger on the doorstep.
Yeah.
With a key under.
Suzanne Wood, fiberglass girl from Medway. She's just tweeted, this is just the funniest show ever.
Why? She can't hear.
My daughter, we won one Wood. You did that deliberately, didn't you, Suzanne? Is listening to the first time and he's totally confused by it. Hey, she's not the only one, Suzanne. We're a bit confused here as well.
Is that a little Timmy Taylor?
Yeah. And Sophrology Academy has said, so happy I can hear you at last. Please mention our stress and sleep workshops on May the 29th in Ashford. That's at www.sophroacademy.co.uk. And I'm going to spell that for you. It's SOPHROACADEMY.
And what
Sophro
is it? Sleep Academy?
Sleep workshops.
Wow, what does that do?
I don't know, do I?
Do they sort of tuck you up and let you sleep?
Hey, that would be the ultimate workshop, wouldn't it?
That would.
Yeah, I could do with some of that.
But you know that, what's that thing, sleep apnea? Have you ever had that? I used to get that quite a lot. I've sort of got myself out of it now. But do you know what it is? You actually wake up and you think you're dying and you sort of go, and you take a breath. I think that's what sleep apnea is anyway. I self-diagnosed.
Right, okay.
You're
Thank
bored
you
now, aren't you?
Well, I fell asleep halfway through that.
You're not stuck.
Do you know, I think we'll do.
What will we do?
I think we'll play some more tunage.
Okay.
And this is a special request.
What have you got? It's Raining Men.
No, this is a special request from our next guest.
I made it through the rain.
No. It's a bit of nostalgia.
Ah, is this from Mr. Waterman that has requested this?
It is Mr. Waterman has requested
Give
this.
Give us a clue. What is it then?
It's a bit of John Denver.
John Denver? Oh, Annie's song. Oh, I love Annie's song.
You fill up my senses like a night in a forest. Like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses, come fill me again. Come, let me love you. Let me give my life to you. Let me drown in your laughter. Let me die in your arms. Let me lay down beside you. Let me always be with you. Come, let me love you. Come, love me. Like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses, come fill me.
With the Business Bunker.
Hey, welcome back to KentBusinessRadio.co.uk, or not.
That was a lovely song.
Yeah, it was a lovely song, wasn't it? And that calmed us down no end in the studio. You're listening to the Business Bunker on Tuesday, the 1st of May, and hopefully you're tuned into one of our alternative streams now, because we've still got problems with the website, so I do apologise for that.
Is there anybody there?
For those of you that can listen in, because it is a capacity problem, please tell everybody that nobody will miss the show, because we have recorded it anyway, and it will be up to listen again for everybody later. But there are people listening in, because I'm getting tweets all over the place, not least of which, Charlotte Wood, who is We One One Wood.
Aww.
I can't say that. We One One Wood.
Little Charlotte.
Yeah. Suzanne's daughter has said, I may be confused, but I'm loving the show.
Aww.
You, sweetie. Thank you so much, Charlotte.
Yes.
It's lovely to have you listening.
I wonder how old she is.
I don't know. I know she's at college, so,
right.
Yeah, a teen, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, no, it's lovely. Thank you for listening.
Hello,
in, Charlotte.
Charlotte.
We really
nice.
Appreciate
yeah,
it.
Yeah, nice yeah, to hear from you.
We've captured the youth market now.
You've got a lovely mummy.
Yes, you have. She's lovely. Even though Jules does keep doing faux Yorkshire accents every time we mention her name.
What?
We've had a couple more tweets about, stands at the South East Business Show, B2B yeah. South East, United Business Machines, those guys have been on the show, haven't they?
Yes,
United
they
Business
have.
Machines, yeah. They're on stand 17, so get along and say hi to them. And also, the Priory Business Group, they've been on the show too.
Yeah.
They're on stand 40, so do say hi to them.
Tell me the date of this, again?
18th of May, Friday the 18th of May. Starts at 10 o'clock, goes on till 3. Free car parking, free entry, free networking, free seminars. And over 140 stands.
Be there or be square.
And it's the third one that's happened there, and the last two were brilliant. They were really cracking days.
Are you going, Mr. Bunker?
I am indeed. I will be there
You'll
all
be
day.
Swanning around, will you?
No, I will be there all day.
I've got an email here with your blood on it from last week. Shall I get rid of this? Because I really want to throw it in the bin because of your blood on it. It's worse than last week because it's your dried encrusted blood now. At least last week it was fresh. If you didn't listen last week, Bunker listener, Mr. Bunker cut his fingers It was all very dramatic.
It doesn't get any better, does it?
I came in and he was flailing about with blood pumping out of his thumb or something. And then he daubed it on every one of my emails here that I read out. And so this week it's just dried and encrusted. So it says, hi Paul and Jules, and Jules is in very large caps. Paul is in minute writing, so this is what I like to see. It's from a company called Auratech, A-U-R-A-T-E-K, and it's a lovely man called Daniel Eels, who's the director, and they're based in Broadstairs. So he says, Daniel says, my company Auratech is sponsoring this year's Startup Zone at the Invicta Chamber Kent and Medway Business Show on the 3rd of July, and as part of our sponsorship, we've decided to give away 6 stands at the show to businesses starting that have been started since January the 2010. So that sounds amazing. Thank you for that, Daniel. So if you want the chance, if you started up since January 2010, you're a new business and you would like a chance to get one of these stands at the Chambers Kent and Medway Business Show on the 3rd of July, please contact www.auratech.co.uk/B2B. Thanks for that, Daniel. So that will go on the Business Bunker website. If it's probably already on there, isn't it, Mr. Bunker?
It is, but you can't see it, of course, because it's the site's down.
You'll sort that.
Yeah, we'll get it all put back together. People are lovely, aren't they? I mean, we've had so many tweets. I just want to read out a couple. First of all, the lovely Charlotte. I'm 17 on the 4th of July. Hey, I tell you what, Charlotte.
We used to be 17, do you
remember? Yeah, my Stu's 17 on the 17th of July.
You could pair them off.
Yeah, no, don't start that.
Oh, that'd be
don't
sweet,
start
though,
that.
Wouldn't it?
I wouldn't make her suffer that.
Oh.
Ah, well, no. Well, that's not far off now then, Charlotte. Also, Peter Madden says, I'm listening and recording you on my iPhone radio app with no problem at all.
Ooh.
So thank you for that, Peter.
I have to do that. So you can record yourself.
I have told people that the show works best on a phone.
Yeah.
It's really easy to listen to on a phone. You can listen to it in a car and everything. I want to tell you something about mobile phones as well.
Hang on, but Billy Dean lost it once when he was driving around
He was driving around.
He didn't know where he was.
Yeah, no. He was probably up a mountain in Wales or something.
What are you going to tell me then?
Do you know?
No.
I saw this the other day that 70% of the entire world's population own a mobile phone.
70%?
70%. That there are more people with mobile phones than have access to clean drinking water and electricity.
Well, that's astonishing.
6 billion people have a mobile phone.
That's incredible.
That is just staggering, isn't it?
Yeah.
And? Peter Madden's listening on one of them.
Well done, Peter. You're hearing us on your iPhone. What's he got, a 4S?
He doesn't say, he just says an
iPhone something.
Also, Liam Gooding. Bless you, Liam.
Hello, Liam.
He's playing out the Business Bunker show on loudspeakers to everybody at Fruitworks, whether they want to listen to it or not.
Aww.
So, a big hi to all the guys at fruitworks.co. Hi, guys. Hope you're enjoying the show. Liam, thank you so much for that.
I minced in there the other day. I dragged Ken Lloyd and the lovely Nina Lloyd in to see. It's a great office, isn't it? Great office space.
Absolutely. And Billy Dean's asked if I could do a shout out for the number again. It's 01797362000. But what we need to do now is talk to our studio guest who has been waiting here so patiently for hours and hours and hours on
with
end.
A bit of a stunned expression.
Yeah, thinking, what on earth
have I driven all the way to Romney
Marshall? Have I got into here? Yeah. It is my absolute pleasure to welcome on the show Mr. Alex, patience personified, Waterton of F Keys. Alex, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for putting up with us. And it is absolutely brilliant to see you.
It's a pleasure, Paul and Jules. It's been wonderful, actually. It's been quite entertaining to see the background of everything that actually goes on.
Or doesn't,
in the front.
As a case may be.
Yeah, so,
it's frightening, isn't it? tell us a little bit about you, Alex, and your background and how you got to where you got to, and then tell us a bit about what you do.
Right. Well, my name's Alex Waterton. I'm a Microsoft certified trainer. And how I got here is quite a strange story, really. Before I started in computers, I was a toll booth operator at Dartford River Crossing.
Blimey.
And then, just wanting to go and see whether I wanted to buy a computer, I started at Adult Ed in Gillingham at Green Street, where Sahini Patel, who was the tutor there, persuaded me to take up some classes.
Right.
And basically the rest is history, because I thoroughly enjoyed it, got hooked on it, and ended up doing lots of IT qualifications, my certificate of education, and eventually with a couple of other students, we set up F-Keys.
Right.
And that's where we are today, in delivering bespoke software for companies that don't want to look at just the what we call regurgitated book examination format, really. That's where we are.
Okay.
The company was established in year 2000, March, and we concentrate on literally dealing with people, individuals wanting to get qualifications, and businesses who want to increase efficiency and productivity in the workplace. We focus on to each individual department or the person in general, and then deliver a training program which is focused on making them that more efficient.
Cool.
Really.
So, I mean, tell us a bit about how you deploy these courses. Are these open courses that anyone can just come in along, you know, a bit like adult education, that they just join up and join in, or are they in-house courses for companies, or is it a mixture? How does it work?
Really, they're everything, really. We're running evening classes for those people, unemployed or anybody wanting to increase their qualifications. So we have courses for that. For the businesses, we run on-site and off-site training. We have a training centre on Medway City Estate in Rochester. We deal with a maximum of 6 people per class, so everybody gets individual attention, really, for what they're doing. And, of course, we are now just setting up so that people who wish to get the qualification of Microsoft Office specialist, we're running Word, Excel and PowerPoint at the core levels, where people can actually pay to have do it through self-study, and then just get the support and guidance and mentoring to achieve the ready for the exam.
Right.
And then they can actually come in and just pay that for the exam if they want it, or if they need some additional workshops with a Microsoft trainer, then they'll pay that on top, but principally give them all the opportunity to study and pass exams and get qualifications.
Right, okay. So what are the types of qualifications that you cover?
Our qualifications are the Microsoft Office Specialist exams. There are set exams which are run by Microsoft, so they're a worldwide qualification, not just a local qualification. There are a number of them: Word, Excel, PowerPoint, Outlook, SharePoint, OneNote, and bits like that. There's 2 levels for Excel and Word, and the core levels you can obtain generally, but if you want to get what they known as the Microsoft Office Master qualification, you have to do the Word expert and the Excel expert as part of that program.
Right.
So that's an elective PowerPoint, Word expert, Excel expert, and then either of any of the other applications that are available. So that's a total of 4 exams to become a Microsoft Office Master.
Right, okay, cool.
Do you, Alex, do you work with any colleges or young school leavers and things to give them these skills?
We don't at the moment, but we're open to offers. We'll work with anybody, really, quite easily. We work quite well with local governments and things. Our recent elements that we've been doing is a solicitors. We've just done Martin Tolhurst solicitors in Gravesend.
Oh, I know them, yeah.
And that. And they were doing an Office 2010 rollout. And what their part of their programme was that everybody on the staff actually attended our Microsoft Office 2010 upgrade courses, and they done that all before they rolled out the 2010 across the organisation, and the feedback that we got from that was that they had absolutely the minimalist of calls with reference to Microsoft Office, so certainly the training worked there. Thursday we have a lady coming down for a PA from a London office, a major corporate company, who's coming in to learn how to manage and control long documents. So that would be sections, styles, bullets and numbering that nobody ever seems to be able to do properly.
Tell me about it, yeah.
Everybody says, oh, it never does what I want it to. Yeah. I can tell you 110 people at a solicitor's that handle it very well.
Are you allowed to tell us what this this company is that's from London? This
major I would if I could remember who they were, but I can't remember the company is. But it's the young lady who's found us, talked to us, and as she said, it's not about going on a course that's just booklet or book-based. The syllabus has been over a course of 2 weeks of her filling out the training needs analysis, finding out what her job role is and what she wants to achieve, and us identifying what she needs to learn in order to increase and perform better for her company and everything else, which is what FKEYS is about. It's about delivering very tuned courses to take people from one step to the next level and beyond, really.
Cool. I've had a tweet here from Billy Dean of SOS Computers, really liking what I'm hearing from FKEYS. Do they come to Canterbury?
We come all over Kent. We've actually, I did email Paul yesterday to tell him that we go almost anywhere, and one of the most strangest courses we had was we actually delivered how to play poker to 7 glamour models in Liverpool.
No.
So,
come
so
on,
we
you're
are
not,
very
you're not
varied.
Stopping there. Come on, we want the full Monty on that, Alex. Come on, spill the beans.
Perk of the job.
Yeah.
Yes, it was. We had actually where one of our premises were in the early years. They were a company that were doing internet poker site and things, and what they were planning was a UK launch where glamour models were going to be the card dealers and things for poker, for playing poker, and basically they needed someone to go and teach these 7 young ladies how to play poker. And being a poker player, as in just enjoying it, we ended up writing the course material, and obviously somebody had to go and do it, and who better but the boss.
Absolutely. I've got to tell you that you're a bit famous, Alex. You've got a big fan base, almost as big as the Bunker Show, because loads of people are tweeting really nice stuff about you, and I'm not going to read it all, because it'll just make you big-headed and you'll never get out of the studio. But Suzanne Wood just said, Alex is a really decent bloke. He turned down charging me because he saw a way I could do stuff without his help.
Yeah, well, I think that's what FKEYS is about. It's not about money. Every single trainer is about enjoying what we do, and what we do is teach other people, and we get the buzz. I actually have to tell people when they come on my courses that if they want a cup of tea or a drink, they have to tell me, because I can't ever think about it, and we just go on. So,
That's a fantastic testament, though, to have so many people, tweeting along saying, no, they're really good guys, they're really good at what they do, they're interested in what they do. It's a passion, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
You've got a passion for this, and that's what makes it.
It's not about the money all the time
and
things. We have to charge somewhere, because otherwise we won't be here to help those people.
Absolutely.
And stuff.
But it's the quality of how you deliver things that's important.
It sounds like it's a very personal way of teaching as well, small classes and... Am I right?
Yeah, it is. What we like to do is, and that's why it's only 6 people, and we like to have fun and make people really enjoy coming and going away and feeling good. Everybody learns when they have fun. It goes back, right the way back to the teaching qualifications. There are lots of people out there who can what they feel teach, but I will actually say that I learned a lot at adult education about teaching in general, but actually accomplishing the certificate in education at Christchurch and that course was probably the best thing that actually came out of everything I've done throughout my life, because not only were the tutors excellent, but the people on the course were very personal, and you then managed to actually discover lots of ways of actually teaching. It's just a goldmine, really, and there are different levels of tutoring, and I'm glad to say that we feel we're the best.
Right, absolutely. No, and certainly the kind of feedback we're getting from customers of yours and people that know you, they're bearing that out in large numbers on Twitter at the moment. So I think when you get back to the office, you're going to have a million inquiries, you know, Alex.
Good.
Which
yeah.
is all good stuff, isn't it? Remind me again, I mean, you may have said earlier, but you know what I've been like today. I've been all over the place here. How many trainers have you got?
We have five or six, not yeah. five or six. We have between five and six because right. there
just
are...
made number six feel awful. five and six.
There's three core trainers, and then the other three come in as and when required with the business, because there are specialist subjects such as Microsoft Project and Microsoft Access and a couple of other applications, which, you know, we didn't want to be... anything and everything, so you know, those items are best done by people who actually use them all on a day-to-day basis and everything else, which is about, again, giving people you know, the best service, really.
Absolutely. And you were telling me that your training centre is based in Rochester.
Yeah, Medway City Estate in Rochester. Yeah. Overlooking the river.
Overlooking the river.
How is the river? Is it flooded yet?
No, it's still fine. Still fine. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you get the daydreamers watching the boats, though?
Yes, we've...
Do you make them stand in the corner? That's what used to happen to me.
Have you started building an ark, Alex?
Not yet.
Let's get down to it.
We've actually got blinds that we do have to pull down or whatever, because people end up watching the yachts and the boats and the ships go by during training. So, they all get pulled down slightly.
No, that brings back memories for me when I was last in a classroom. Andrews, join us on the planet. But it must be distracting sometimes, though.
It can be. We were up until Christmas in another block, which was overlooking the river, and we were on the top floor. And to be honest, I think even I didn't get as much work done as I have done since January, because now the ships are behind me, so I don't see them going
right,
by.
Okay.
So I don't get tempted to get up and go to the window.
And how was your concentration when you were teaching the glamour models, Alex?
I can't remember.
Yeah, I think you've just given the entire profession of office product training a complete lift there. I think there's going to be quite a few young men have just changed their entire career plan. I could teach that. Bring the girls on.
Can I just say, Paul, that we have, as I say, just moved, and we've actually moved to bigger offices. So we have, in fact, got a small meeting room and also another training room, which is also available for those independent trainers who actually want to carry out courses and things. They can certainly come and talk to us and literally you know, hire the rooms at very reasonable rates. All we do is we insist that you make your own tea and coffee, though.
Absolutely.
But the tea and coffee's free, so
that can't be bad.
But they've got to make it themselves.
Okay, because they wouldn't leave it to you, so they wouldn't get
it. No, they wouldn't get it.
cool. Alex, look, thank you so much for joining us. I know you've been in the studio a long time, and you've been through the trauma that is the business bunker, especially today, and I really appreciate that. Give us a shout for your website.
The website is www.f-keys.co.uk.
So it's f-keys.co.uk. When our website's back up, I'm on a broken record now, that will be on our website and you will be able to link to them. For the moment, Alex, thank you so much for joining us on the bunker.
It's been a pleasure. It's been fun. Thank you very much.
There's 20
Did
odd
minutes. Did you say pleasure?
Yeah, that's not the kind of word I would have used.
It's gone green.
Yeah. We've got 20 odd minutes left of the show and some things to do, but it would be really nice for you to stay here and join in with the rest of the show.
And
participate, and feel free to you know, join in, because that's really brilliant. But for the moment, Alex, thank you so much for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure, and you must be so proud of all the people that have been singing your praises, quite rightly.
Thank you very much, yeah. Much appreciated, everybody.
Right, I've got loads of tweets coming in. Mark Smith was saying, don't forget LinkedIn, quite powerful in contact making. Yeah, absolutely. I've got a tweet from Emily Felton.
Why are we saying don't forget? Sorry, I've got that. What was that about LinkedIn? Meaning?
Mark was just saying it's one of the other ways of building contacts is to use LinkedIn.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mark.
We've got a new listener. Blimey. That's a miracle. That's a miracle on today's form. Emily Felted Thought. And her
go on,
Twitter.
Say that fast, go on.
Nah, just go don't. On. Da, 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 da. And her Twitter handle is at Felted Thoughts. And she says, Jewel Sirkin and Vanilla Web, first time I've listened and loving it. Got you on while I'm sat making little felt seagull necklaces to sell. Hey, how cute is that?
That is really lovely.
That is
she's
really.
She's my kind of gull.
Yeah. So.
Get it?
My kind of gull. Oh, no.
Come on, Bunker. Keep up.
Oh, dear. So, oh. Emily, thank you for joining us on the Bunker. It's always terrific to have new listeners.
I wonder where she's based.
I don't know. I'm
she
sure
might
she'll
tweet
tell
you.
Us. Yeah, she might tweet
what
us.
What a lovely way to make a living.
Yeah, making felt seagulls.
So, what was her Twitter handle?
It's Felted Thoughts. FeltedThoughts.
Brilliant.
Felted Thoughts. So, as a new listener of the Bunker, making little seagulls jewellery.
Lovely. And ones that don't do a poo out the end, hopefully.
Cool.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. So, anyway, you're listening to the Business Bunker. If you want to give us a call, do. Give us a call on 01797 362000. We'd love to hear from you. We've had a couple more tweets about people that are going to be at the South East Business Show. B2BSouthEast.com.
Who's going?
Telcare, the lovely Lisa and Vicky will be there. Telcare Limited.
I'm a bit shocked with Lisa, actually.
Stand 51, why?
She hasn't guessed the mystery word from last week.
Really?
No.
What happened there, then?
Well, she won Custard Shortage book, which I've given her via Liz Riverford Canterbury Veg Box.
Hmm.
So that's on its way to you, Lisa. When you get your next fruit box, you'll find the Custard Shortage book is in there. Compliments of the Business Bunker for guessing the other week's mystery word. But nobody's guessed last week's. And Lisa was very quiet. So
well, not at all. Did we actually have any attempts even?
No. I was quite shocked, but I did sort of mention it quite late, because I listen quite late. I listen when I'm cooking.
Right.
I re-listen, and that's when I sort of start tweeting about the mystery word. So I'm going to carry it over, which means people will have to listen to last week's, if they want a custard shortage book.
Right,
with
okay.
Woman in custard shortage, or indeed a ginger.
Or indeed a ginger. Although, I now owe so many people a ginger mat, we could run out. We could have a ginger shortage, not a custard shortage.
I'm thinking
yeah.
that we should have some ginger mugs yeah. made. That would be nice, wouldn't it? Coffee mugs.
I've got one.
Have you?
I have one made.
Then you could have a little ginger biscuit to dip
in
it.
Yeah.
You getting my theme?
I think we need a new book, though. Whitstable Mum in Ginger Shortage. Because we are going to run out after this, because I owe so many people.
Well, you do. You've just got all these people bailing you out, Mr. Andrews.
I know. If it wasn't for them, I mean, you know.
I need six.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
He does, doesn't he?
He does. He needs
and then some
five or six.
And then some.
Yeah, because that sixth one we don't talk about.
No,
we don't talk about
her. Didn't really mention. No. Could be him.
Well, yeah, it could be. But
is this for the training room?
I love my ginger mouse, Matt. Look, Encore Comedy.
Oh, go for it.
Is that next Thursday the 10th
of
May?
Yeah, Thursday the 10th. Yeah.
Okay, so it's Thursday the 10th of May at 7:30 PM. So if you're in the Canterbury area, you should get tickets for this. This sounds good. It's £3.50 for students or £5. And they're showcasing some of the UK's best and up-and-coming stand-up comedians. And it's at the Picture House, which apparently everyone knows, in the High Street.
The Picture House is down by Nando's. It's down by Nando's in the High Street.
I don't know where Nando's is.
It's in the High Street. Just follow your nose.
You know
blimey.
When I did the...
the other end.
You know when I did my pancake
Yeah, the other end. Back towards Westgate.
With Hilda Marie.
Yeah, back towards the Westgate.
Okay. Okay, so...
Opposite St. Peter Street.
I never know any of the streets. Tell me, is it near Doodars?
No. It's next door to Nando's.
Right, where's Nando's?
Next door to the Picture House.
Well, come on, it must have a...
Well, there's the Marlowe...
Theatre.
No, the Marlowe Restaurant Cafe.
Yeah, I know that. Oh, I know that.
Yeah, well, Nando's is two doors down from that, and the Picture House is next door to that.
Is it on right or on left as you go up towards... Phoenix. Okay. Yeah. So on the left, bunker listener, picture house.
Everybody in Canterbury knows the picture house, Jules.
Well, I don't.
Yeah, well, you're from Whitstable. You're a foreigner.
Oh, those parts. Okay, so you need to go on the ticket sellers. That's ticket and then sellers, as in selling. The ticketsellers.co.uk. There is an order line. 0844 870 0000, and I feel dizzy now saying all those zeros. So that's 0844 870 0000, theticketsellers.co.uk. I'm going to read out who's there. The Sam Furness, Joseph Wilson, Alex Smith, the great Liam Smythe, Cornelius Mendez. And that's next Thursday on the 10th of May at 7:30. And there's drinks, I guess, a free bar or a bar there or something. So go along.
A couple more tweets.
Who you got?
The massively, magnificently magical Mark Smith.
Yeah.
Download the media play for the Business Bunker. If the main site is ever down again, you can visit www.i-m-k.co.uk/listen.asx, and that will take you to the Bunker Show.
He is brilliant.
Mark, you are an absolute star. We will formalise that link. We will salute you forever.
You owe him now forever. He's forever in your
absolutely
debt.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you what, Mrs. Serkin,
what
have you done now?
Nothing.
I have now got 8 emails saying Sally for Cake, Sally Laker. Ooh, can I have a ginger mug, please? Then Suzanne Wood, if you start handing out mugs, can we can slice up our gingers to make coasters?
Yes, exactly.
Hold on, they're all
and
going
then
mad
can
now.
Have ginger nuts, to go with it.
They're all going mad now. They all want ginger mugs. I haven't got any.
I know. Vistaprint.
I know.
I can feel a Vistaprint evening coming on for you.
Oh, blimey.
I know. If anyone locally makes mugs and can do us a job lot in Kent.
I did have a ginger mug made once. And I didn't.
Did you do it on a little pottery wheel?
No, no, I didn't make it myself, did I?
Go on, go home and do them tonight. Listen, listen.
No, you know what I'm going to be doing all night, don't you?
What? Oh, yeah, doing your website.
I'm rebuilding the... I nearly swore on the radio then.
No, you mustn't do that.
The blooming website.
Blooming
website I'm going to build. Right, we're fast approaching the end of the show. There's only 5 or 10 minutes left, and we've got loads of things to cover.
I just have to say also that your speech last week at the Breakfast Banter at the Whitstable Castle was really, really good. I was most impressed. In fact, my estimation of you has gone up, Mr. Andrews.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I really enjoyed it.
Well, hold on a minute. In your opinion, that isn't far, though, is it, really?
That's one, though.
Yeah, from the gutter to the curb.
Well, no, I was rather impressed.
Really?
Very impressed.
I am a professional.
Yeah, I know you are. That's why.
No, not this nonsense. You know, I used to work as a motivational
speaker. In the dark ages.
Yeah.
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 Before you got your hearing aid.
I used to get gigs on the Ark and stuff like that when Noah was getting the animals on.
Well, you need an Ark now. Have you seen this weather?
Yeah, I know. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
It is. And there is a hosepipe ban.
We've got a reply from Emily. Felted Thought.
Ah.
Yeah. Jules Serkin, she mentions this time as well.
Oh.
Jules and Vanilla Webb. Excited by the mention. I'm based in Canterbury. And luckily, the seagulls are poo free.
Good. That's the kind of seagull
thank
I
you for
like.
That, Emily. Yeah. Rebecca, thank you. Jules and Vanilla Webb, great teamwork. Lots of love for you guys out there at Business Bunker. No need for a ginger. I have mine already.
Oh.
Thank you for that,
she's
Becky.
She's got her own homegrown.
Yeah. She's a star.
But has she changed her name or what? Or is she Oliver?
Oliver. She's reverted to Oliver on Twitter. But it's Ultimate MSD is all you need to know.
Okay.
Because she's famous for that.
Of course.
Emily says she's going to be selling the seagulls at CJ's in Canterbury from the 4th to the 7th.
Well, Emily, you'll have to go on the Made in Kent website.
And she said she could send you one.
I'd love one, I really would. But also, Emily, if you can track down Mark Smith, who's been helping us today, following us, Made in Kent, at Made in Kent on Twitter, you can go on there. And possibly, of course, the man from Uncle, Alan Noak. Couldn't she?
She could indeed.
With her seagulls.
There's a few stragglers coming in. With 10 minutes.
Stragglers?
Yeah, with 10 minutes to go, I'm now getting tweets again saying, people, I can't get in.
Oh, no. Oh, no, not again.
Yeah. But that's to the standard site. So they obviously only just tried to tune in.
Keep up. Keep up. You can get in, but you have to go on. Come on. You have to go on.
Oh, no, you started something now.
lookatradio.co.uk.
Billy has said...
Billy Dean.
Yeah, I don't know where the picture house is either, but I googled it and I still don't know.
See, not everyone knows it.
It's on the conjunction of the High Street and St. Peter's Street by the Cricketers Pub and Nando's. It's in that area there.
I think Canterbury's a bit like that, though, isn't it? That nobody
it's Hickory
really
Pickledy. It's a 2,000-year-old city. Straight streets. It's not New York, you know.
But you know, I used to do the PR back in the old days for the Penny Theatre when it was a proper theatre. I did all their marketing. It was great fun. And we had Dr. Feelgood down there and all, you know, brilliant. And also the LA Doors and all sorts. And nobody ever knew where Northgate was. Do you know where Northgate is?
Well, it's the other end of Southgate.
Somewhere at the back.
Obviously.
But Canterbury's like that, all the little alleys and cobbledy streets and... But they'll go there, won't they? 10th of May. Encore Comedy.
Yeah,
Picture House.
And we're having a do there as well. We've got an invited audience to come in along. I need to tell you about this that's happening tomorrow.
Go on.
It's an Employer Recruitment and Community Services Day at Mid Kent College at the Maidstone Campus at Oakwood Park. That's tomorrow, Wednesday the 2nd of May. And it's talking... they want as many employers to go along as possible. And they're talking about apprenticeships. They've got their job shop, bespoke training services and all the other services and all the other things you can get and do and experience at the college. It starts at 9 o'clock, where they're giving free coffee and Danish, and the Danish were made by the students.
Wow.
And I have to tell I'm a governor at a college there.
Yeah.
At the Maidstone campus.
Yeah.
And when we have our advisory campus meetings...
You only go for the Danish.
The students make the sandwiches, cakes and all the rest of it. They are to die for. They are absolutely wonderful. So, you get free...
cupboard love again.
Yeah, free Danish and coffee. It's from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Oakwood Park campus. That's Mid Kent College Employer Recruitment and Community Services Open Day. So do get along to that. I'm sure you'll enjoy it and have a lovely time. And I also, talking about the Whitstable Castle do the other day.
Where you were humongously brilliant.
Where I was humongously brilliant and silly.
I think it's the only nice thing I've ever said about you.
I think it is, actually. Yeah. I think you've taken pity on me, haven't you? After such a traumatic day.
I've never seen you in such a frenzy as today. I do feel sorry for you.
There's other things happening outside
the
show as well.
Egg on your face comes to mind. Go on. Stop clearing your throat and tell me.
I've got Paul. Great talk at Whitstable Castle. Always good to listen to someone who sends you off with a buzz for the day.
Yeah.
I'm listening to the Business Bunker on playback, and we'll be joining you on the show on Tuesday live. You hope. Sorry, my computer just crashed now. I'm going
to
get to it. Yeah. I'm going to be listening on live and would like a shout out to say that we have now moved to larger offices in Herne Bay due to the growth of the company, which has grown year on year due to the high standard of staff and the reasonable pricing that we offer. We have moved from 228 High Street Herne Bay to 150 High Street. Anyone can visit our website, which is www.akecleaningservices, that's akecleaningservices, all one word, .co.uk, or pop into our offices. But they must bring cakes if they're coming to the office for coffee. And their new office is 150 High Street. And that's Andrew Thompson, Managing Director of AKE Cleaning Services in Herne Bay.
I might go in and wipe my finger along the top of his desk, check if he's doing it properly.
Yeah. Take cakes.
If there's any I just phone Sally Laker and take in a job lot.
But just to reiterate that's www.akacleaningservices.co.uk. And I also promised that I'd read this out, and it's a bit of a long one, so I'm going to rush through it a bit.
Go on.
How creative therapy helps patients with life-limiting illnesses. The Pembrey-based charity Hospice in the Weald is offering its patients creative therapy services during their time at the hospice. Creative therapy gives patients with life-limiting illnesses an opportunity to take control at a time in their lives where their sense of purpose may have been lost by expressing their thoughts and feelings creatively. The care the hospice gives is all about positivity and emphasizing the quality of life for their patients. Creative therapy is where the artists in residence use their talents to help patients unknowingly discover their own, giving them a new lease of life. The sessions rely on a set of volunteers who give the hospice precious funding. So please support that. You can support Hospice in the Weald by going to their website at www.hospiceintheweald.com. www.thebusinessworld.org.uk.
That's a really good cause, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So do support that.
And I've got another one. Hi, Paul. I wondered if we would be possible to get a mention on the Business Bunker this Tuesday regarding our new social corporate event. Orbital Corporate Connection is a relaxed social event where businesses can come together and enjoy building new relationships with people who do not normally attend networking events. Originally, the group was set up to bring businesses on the Orbital Park in Ashford together. Since our early vision, we have had an overwhelming response and are now open to anyone who is serious about their business. So, in order to go along to that, there's a launch on the 30th of May at the French Connection, which is a pub, on the Orbital Park in Ashford. And there's a website, there's an email address, which is Orbital Corporate Connection at yahoo.co.uk, or you can follow them on Twitter at Orbital Connect, all one word, and that's from Frankie Goodman, and Frankie is from NPR IT, and their website is www.npr-it.co.uk.
I met the lovely Frankie at a lunch at the Brewery Bar in Canterbury, and hi Frankie, it was nice to meet you, and hope to see you soon. He's got a nice line in watches.
Blimey.
Whether you need a watch.
I just had some more feedback on the Whitstable gig.
Yeah?
From Kerry Hales.
Mr. Glenn Laker?
No, it was Kerry.
All right.
Now I can't read what she put because...
Is it too rude?
No. Her tweet was absolutely fine. It's this silly thing, technology nonsense. I agree with Jules. I was more than impressed, not only with the leap in the air. Who knew? Yeah.
Yeah.
And Street Vite, Vanilla Web, we are giving away £300 of prizes. For a chance to win, sign up to Street Vite and like our Facebook page. Street Vite, that's StreetVite. And I think we had an email from them earlier as well with their email, with their web address on it. So we will put that on the kentbusinessradio.co.uk website when we get it back up. And you can try to get £300 worth of prizes.
And don't forget also the prize from Julie Anderson is still up. That's rapinteriors.com. Go to their website and have a look at that.
You'll have to be quick because we've only got 2 minutes left on air. So
maybe they can listen in the archive and tweet us. What do you think?
Yeah.
We'll have to ask Julie.
If you've missed getting us in on the phone call.
Listen tonight.
Yeah, listen tonight on the archive.
Maybe tweet us next Tuesday.
And no, tweet.
It was too late then, isn't it?
It was too late. So you'll have to tweet me or Jules later on tonight.
Yeah.
And we'll pick a winner from that.
Yeah. RAPinteriors.com. 2 tickets to the Hazlitt Theatre this Wednesday.
Yeah, that's tomorrow. So
mañana.
It'll have to be tonight that you do that.
Yeah.
Cool. Have you got anything more there, Jules?
Yeah, I've got loads. But Southeast Branch Networking and Buffet, 16th of May at 6 o'clock to 6:30 p.m. at the Burlington Hotel in Folkestone. Guest speaker of Kent Business Academy, followed by Q&As for delegates. Booking's essential. Then there's a website here. It's dave.tibbett, T-I-B-B-E-R-T, at yese.org.uk. Young Enterprise board members. The Young Enterprise is seeking experienced business people to assist as board members. Young Enterprise is the United Kingdom's largest business and enterprise education charity. And every year they help 250,000 young people learn about business and the world of work in the classroom under the guidance of volunteers from 3,500 companies. Well done. So that's dave.tibbett at yese.org.uk.
Cool.
You're going to run out of time.
We're almost at the end of the show now. I've got one last thing. South Kent Branch Open Network event at the Burlington Hotel on Monday the 14th of May. It's all about social media. It's the Burlington Hotel, 3 to 5 Earls Avenue, Folkestone. It's from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Monday the 14th of May. The guest speaker is Bill Fox from the Kent Business Academy and Paul Bourdillon from iRun Business Solutions.
Paul Bourdillon. It's
free. Spaces are limited, first come, first serve basis. There is a website which is www.skbranchsocialmedia.eventbrite.co.uk. And do you know what? I think we've got to the end of the show, apart from one more tweet to read out about
grand finale.
Yeah, it's T-Mex Procure. Do you remember Hannah was on the show a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, hi Hannah.
Yeah, they have got a stand at b2bsoutheast.com on the 18th of May at Effingham Park Hotel, the Cockthorne Hotel at Effingham Park near Gatwick, on the Southeast Business to Business show. So that, and they're on stand 95. That's Team X Procure. So get along and see them. We've made it to the end of the show with
just
a few
about,
listeners.
Yeah, hair raising.
It's been an absolute helter-skelter ride. But thank you so much for hanging in there with us. A tremendously big thank you for all the people that helped us out, tweeting and fixing things and giving alternative links.
Yeah, thanks, Smithy.
You're absolutely brilliant, all of you. And we owe you one, and we will think about doing some mugs.
Yeah.
Also, a great big thank you to our two guests who live with us through this and will be forever scarred.
Alex will never be the same.
No, Annabelle Kay of our own icon, .co.uk, the fantastic HR consultant and lawyer, and Mr. Alex Waterton, the absolutely brilliant trainer on Microsoft Office products and one of Kent's finest. Thank you so much.
And our sponsors.
And our sponsors, b2bsoutheast.com. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Have a fantastic week. We will see you all next week, hopefully.
Hopefully.